disrupted. Ludicrous Misadventures in the Tech Startup Bubble. Written and read by Dan Lyons.
Welcome to the Content Factory. If you made a movie about a laid-off, sad-sack 50-something guy who is given one big chance to start his career over, the opening scene might begin like this. A Monday morning in April, sunny and cool, with a brisk wind blowing off the Charles River in Cambridge, Massachusetts. The man, gray hair, unstylishly cut, horn-rimmed glasses, button-down shirt, pulls his Subaru Outback into a parking garage and, palms a little sweaty, grabs his sensible laptop backpack and heads to the front door of a gleaming, renovated, historic red brick building. It is April 15th, 2013, and that man is me. I'm heading for my first day of work at HubSpot, the first job I've ever had that wasn't in a newsroom. HubSpot's offices occupy several floors of a 19th century furniture factory that has been transformed into the cliché of what the home of a tech startup should look like. Exposed beams, frosted glass, a big atrium, modern art hanging in the lobby. Riding the elevator to the third floor, I feel both nerves and adrenaline. Part of me still can't believe that I've pulled this off. 9 months ago, I was unceremoniously dumped from my job at Newsweek magazine in New York. I was terrified that I might never work again. Now I'm about to become a marketing guy at one of the hottest tech startups on the East Coast. There is one slight problem. I know nothing about marketing. This didn't seem like such a big deal when I was going through the interviews and talking these people into hiring me. Now I'm not so sure. I reassure myself by remembering that HubSpot seems pretty excited about having me come aboard. Cranium, the chief marketing officer, or CMO, wrote an article on the HubSpot blog announcing that he had hired me. Tech blogs wrote up the story of the 52-year-old Newsweek journalist leaving the media business to go work for a software company. But when I arrive at HubSpot's reception desk, something weird happens. Nobody is expecting me. The receptionist, Penny, who could pass for a high school student, has no idea who I am or why I'm here. She frowns, looks me up on her computer. Nothing. This seems odd. I wasn't expecting a brass band and balloons, but I did assume that someone, presumably my boss, would be there to meet me on my first day at work.